The largest immigration crackdown in years is underway this week, and the target is Walmart, the world's biggest chain of stores. Federal agents raided 60 of them around the country and made more than 200 arrests. Walmart's accused of hiring subcontractors to do the janitorial work. The subcontractors were using illegal workers, and this was not exactly a secret at Walmart. This is a big labor issue. The striking grocery workers in California, Kentucky, West Virginia, and Ohio say that the threat of Walmart entering their markets is driving down their wages. Day to Day's Mike Pesca spoke to Slate economics writer Daniel Gross about the price of Walmart's low costs.
Dan Gross, Walmart can sell products for much less than other stores because they decrease costs. So millions of Americans can save maybe billions of dollars, but the trade-off is that one of the costs that Walmart saves means its employees get paid far less than its competitors. From an economic perspective, is the trade-off good for the country as a whole?
We have a situation where 80% of the population is benefiting significantly from Walmart's success at holding down costs, and a much smaller part of the population, about 1 million people who work for Walmart, are to a degree paying the price for that in the form of lower wages. On the whole, the savings that accrue to the tens and even hundreds of millions of shoppers probably outweigh the economic downside of having a comparatively small number of lower wage workers.
Is there a difference to an economist about saving costs in terms of labor versus saving costs in terms of paying a middleman or that sort of thing?
I don't think there is. Walmart has really been heralded over time as a real avatar of the new economy. They have always been very sophisticated about inventory control, about using technology to control logistics. It also turns out that part of what you do in the new economy is engage in labor arbitrage. In other words, you take pains to keep your labor costs down. In the case of Walmart, it means hiring non-union employees, paying them comparatively low wages, and fighting unionization very bitterly.
And today it seems to mean, if you at least believe the allegations, hiring illegal workers, or last year what a jury found, pressuring employees not to put in for overtime? Or is that overstating it, that violations of the law don't necessarily have to be part and parcel of the overall cost-saving ethic?
The strategy to save costs can, pretty easily cross the line to something that's illegal. Walmart, hires contractors to clean its stores because they say they can do it for more cheaply than Walmart can do it themselves. And frequently what that means is they're employing illegal immigrants because they can pay them less.
And Walmart has the ultimate killer app in a low-tech way. It's giving customers something that they love, prices that are far lower than competitors.
Americans, by their consumer behavior, tend to choose things that offer the most value, and value often is decided based on price rather than how it affects my neighbor, my state, my country. Walmart sees itself and justifies its behavior by saying that we're simply an agent for our consumers, and they tell us that they like what we do by coming here, shopping here, buying stuff.
Daniel Gross writes the Money Box column for Slate. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thanks indeed to Day to Day's Mike Pesca, who did that interview for us.